When a person was olerego, he came into the Beis HaMikdash and entered by the Heichal. So what he used to see when he walked in, on the left was the menorah, and on the right was the Shulchan. So at first glance, it's a little difficult because the menorah, we know, is an allusion to Torah. Chachma, one who wants to get smart, like the Gemara in Baba Basra Chafei, so you go south, you go by the menorah. And the Shulchan represents Parnasa, Achila. That's on the right side. So we have a general rule that the right side, Yamin, is usually considered more chashev than the left. So why is it when you walk in from the Heichal onto the Beis HaMikdash, it seems to be the wrong priorities. It seems to be the focus is on the Achila and the Parnasa, and the Torah and the Chokhmah seems to be secondary. So the commentators explained that no, it's just the opposite, because when you're coming in from Olerego, so you're coming from work. Back in the day, it was agricultural, you had the animals, you were working the farm, milking the cow, tending to the crop, to the sheep, so you're very involved. You didn't have much time for Torah and spirituality. You were focused on making a living and involved in the physical things. So therefore, the influence is more. So when you walk in, it's saying that's who the person is. The focus is on the right-hand side is the Shulchan, and the left-hand side is the menorah. However, that's when a person is going in. However, when you come out, the Morah HaMikdash, the being in the presence of the Gilui Shechina, that has an impact on you. So when you walk out, it's the opposite. The right side becomes the menorah, and the left side is the Shulchan. You go in with your focus on, and it's through a name, Kemach and Torah. Both are important. When you come in, the focus is on the Parnasa, and when you go out, the Dagesh is on the Torah and the Chochmah. In fact, this is a beautiful pshaf and the Chacham Sofer. When the Torah talks about in the beginning of Ayikra, bringing a karban, so it says, Yakrivo el Pesach o el Moed, Yakrivo to Ritzono lifnei Hashem. So, Chazal tell us that Yakriv also, Lashon Yakriv is that you force someone to bring a carbon. If they don't want to bring a carbon, you force them. Aye. So the Gemara says, Yochel bar karcha. You would think you could bring it bar karcha against the person's will. So the Torah says, Lertzono. It has to be Lertzono. Right, so which one is it? You just told me you're forcing the person. Now you're telling me it's Ritzono. So the famous drasha, Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it, Kofanaso Acha Omer Rotzani. No, so in the beginning it's Kofanaso, but at the end of the day it's Rotzani, and therefore it has to be Yakub Ritzono. So when a person brings a carbon, ultimately it's Ritzono. So the pshat, so the Chasim Sofer says, B'derach machshava, b'derach drush, it's when a person comes from far away, you're being olerego. So at that point he says, I don't want to bring a carbon, I don't really understand what it's all about. So I don't really don't want to do it. So it's Yakriv also, as he's being forced. However, the Pasuk tells me, El Pesach olo moed Yakriv also. But that's before he walked into the Pesach Olam Moed. Once he walks into the Pesach Olam Moed and now becomes excited and turned on to it, because he sees the Makam HaMikdash, the Makam Shechina, the Makam of Ruchni, so then it's Yakrev Otso with Noah of Nei Hashem. That originally he comes against his will, but that's up until he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. Once he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, it's Yakir Vosol Ratzono. That's the Yisod that here as well. You walk right in. Originally, it's the Shulchan on the right side, not the menorah. But when you go in and you're influenced by what you see, so the focus becomes more on the Ruchnius, and therefore when you go out, the menorah is on the right side, and you're forced up until you walk into Pesach Ol Moed, but the Chosim Sofer says, but then once you get in, it's Yakriv Oso or Tono.